Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Shiurim Lezecher Rabbi Mori. We are on the Shiur on Pesukei Dezimra on page Lamed Hey. The Shiur should be a special schus for Rabbi Mori Nimi Rasi Sheyichyu Leinishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. In the Sugin Perag Misha Meso, Barachos Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan was Mechadish Adin, that you can daven a Tfilas Nedova, Ulevai Sheyispalil Odom Kol Hayoim Kulo, that Halavai, that a person should daven all day. Wow. To explain, Rabbi Yochanan, there's a machlokas rishonim, the Ravid, and is a sagas in the Rambam. Perak Aleph Melchus Tefillah Halacha Tes writes, Ani das acheres yesh imi b'chol eila. The Rabbi Yochanan lo amar halavai shiyispal adam kol eyom ela yud ches. So, according to the Ravid, Tfilas Nedova is anchored in the din of Tzlusei Rachameninu, that Tfila is a request for mercy. He says it's only talking about Tfilas Racham and Tfilas of mercy, and not Shabbos Dika Tfilas. Like the Gemara says about Tashlumen, Kevin the Tzlusei Rachamei he kol emes the boy matzlei v'odzel. Since davening is mercy, so he can even do Tashlumen. So he's going on the din of Racham, and that's why he says you can daven all day Racham and not Shabbos and Yontiv, which are hodos. However, the Rambam there, in the footsteps of the Rif in the third parak of Brachos, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, explains otherwise. Im ratza adam lispalel kol yom kulo harishus biyado. So, according to the Rambam, Tfilas Nedava is built on the possibility of bringing a Karban in Nedava, and it is parallel to that. So, which one is it? Is Tfilas Nedava because you can bring a Karban Nedava? Or is Tfilas Nedava because you can ask for as much mercy as you want and as you need? So it would appear that Eilu ve'Eilu divrei Elokim Chaim, and Tefillah has two separate kiyumim that are both included in the concept of Avodah Shebelev. Number one, Tefillah is a Bakoshes Rachamim. And this Bakoshes Rachamim stems from the consciousness of man's distress, man's inherent weakness, man's knowledge that he can't save himself. Man can't single-handedly solve his problems. He cannot fulfill all of his own needs, whether they are spiritual needs or physical needs. The knowledge that even if he dwells in a king's palace, his life is still in limbo. It can be taken at any time. David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevichinas Tfila Le'ani Ki Yatov Ve'lefnei Hashem Yishboch Sicho. This is a tefillah of an Ani who spills out his words in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's completely bound to Hashem. He realizes that on his own he's nothing. This idea of complete hope in Hashem is mixed in with the recognition that if not chas v'shalom for the help of Hashem, then he is lost forever. And that is a big yisod of tefillah, and it is expressed in all of its power in one of the Pirkei Shira Milas, Tehillim, Perek Chof Gimel, Eilecha nasasi eseini hayoshvi b'shamayim, hinei ke'inei avadim el yad edonehem, ke'inei shifcha El Yad Gevirta, Kein Einenu El Hashem Elokeinu, Hachi Choninenu. So I'm raising my eyes to He who sits in Shemayim, just like a servant to his master and a maid servant to her mistress. So to our eyes are to Hashem, that we realize we're Refei Onim. We realize we're nothing. We're completely weak. That's one yisod of Tefillah, this inyan of Bakoshes Rachamim. Hanovat mitodaat hatla'av haleot shebe'adam hatchushak hihudal v'chelcha רפאונים שאינו יכול להושיע את עצמו ולפתור את בעיותיו או לספק את צרכיו עם הרוחניים עם הגשמיים. והיסוד השני, what's the second foundation of tefillah? Carbon. In tefillah there's a kiyum hakrava. A person who davens is the bailim that's being makriv the carbon. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says in Brachas Daf Chavov Amid Beis that tefillah is keneged tamidim tiknum, he wasn't intending daf only to note that it is a substitute for a carbon, but rather it is mamish a carbon. Raya ledavar, the halacha that establishes that sometimes, for example, if a person is drunk, or if a person needs to relieve himself and doesn't do so, he's holding it in, the tefillah of such a person is an abomination. Brachas chaf beis amid beis. The concept of abomination is not shayich to other mitzvahs. Regarding them, we say pasul layotze de chovaso. Only the gabe karbanos we use this term. Zevach rishayim toeva. So it's the same thing with the improper tefillah. And that's also called a to'eva because a tefillah is me'ein karban. Also we have Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim is connected to the Mikdash, to the Avodah. That's when it's done. And in Gvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's connected to tefillah. Ayin Yerushalmi Tainis Perek Dalet Alach Aluf Rambam Perek Yedal Mirchas Tefillah Nesiyas Kapayim Alach Yedalet. And if you're going to ask me what is the maspalel being makriv, the answer is he's being makriv himself. Avoyde shebelev, perusha, lo rak avuda al yidei ubetoch halev. It's not pshat only that you're davening from the heart, but you're actually bringing your heart as a karavan. The heart is sacrificing itself. Bevechinas tikon tfilasi ketores lefanecha, masas kapay minchas erev. It's like a ketores, it's like a mincha. His body, his spirit, his soul, everything he has, everything he's acquired, is all shayach to Hashem. And when he davens, he is giving Hashem back what already belongs to him. These two yesodos are explicated by the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, and Halacha Hey. Zok the Rambam, V'keben shira ezru beis dino kach, Amdu v'tiknu lehem shmonesrei brachos ala seder shalosh rishonos, etc. V'em tzayos yesh b'em shelas kol advarim shehen kamo avos l'chol chavtzei ish v'ish l'tzarchei atzibur kulam. So here the Rambam discusses the rachamim aspect of tefillah. We have 18 brachos, the three rishonos, the middle ones are things people need. These are like the prototypes of what people need and what the community needs. V'chein tiknu sheyehei minyan hatfilah k'minyan ha-korbanot. The minyan ha-tfilah is k'minyan ha-korbanos. We have shachris like the carbon, and mincha like the carbon. Tfilah shachris is rishus. So here the Rambam talks about tfilah like being like korbanos. This duality is also expressed in the nusach ha-tfilah. We say in Shmoneh Esrei, two brachas, one after the next, that at first glance, at first blush, they're similar. And there seems to be a repetition. Shema Kolenu and Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael Tfilasam. So why do we repeat it? Once we say, listen to our tefillahs, and then we say, Hashem should desire our tefillahs. What's the difference? The answer is that Shema Kolenu is the end of Seder HaBrochos Hem Tzayos, which are Bakashat Rachamim. That's when we're asking God for His mercy. Ritzei turns the tefillah into a karban, because holy end of Ritzui, of making this desirable to Hashem, of appeasing Hashem, of pleasing Hashem, is shaykh to the realm of korbanot, of korbanos. And every perspective, each perspective, requires a separate bakosha. There's bakoshas rachamim of shema koleinu, and then there's the union of tefillah, of korban, which is reflected in ritzei. Hayotzei midvareinu, kumt ois from unser Werder, that according to the Rambam and the Rif, who hold that Tfilas Nedava is rooted in the possibility of being makriv a korban Nedava, the conclusion that begs is that when a person is mispalel Tfilas Nidava is like he's being makriv a nidvas yachid. And when he's being mispalel a tfilas chova, so he's bringing a carbon chovas at sibur, he's bringing a tamid. Ki alokach haita takanat anshei kineset agdola. כמו שכתב הרמב״ם, שתי תפילות בכל יום כנגד שני תמידים, וכן התקינו שאדם מתפלל תפילה אחת בלילה, שראה וראה תמיד של בין ארבעים, מתעכלים ואורחים כל הלילה. So the Rambam says that the two tefillos are connected to two tamidim. Tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbaim, that shachar in musaf. And then at night, that's when the evarim are eaten up on the mizbeach. That's when they are digested on the mizbeach. But the question then is, how is it possible for a yachid to be makriv a carbon chovah shel tzibur? Carbon only comes from the trumas halishka shel kol Yisrael. So how is a yachid davening these karbanos chovah of a tzibur? It's also difficult. How can even a tzibur daven? 10 Jews can't bring a carbon tamid. Only the entire Jewish people can bring a carbon tamid. So how can we parallel tefillah to karbanos? The answer is clear. We already explained in the previous shiur that we gave, b'siyata d'shmaya, b'yachas l'dovr shebikdusha, that the mechayiv of dovr shebikdusha is not the physical tzibur of 10 people that are in one place, but rather the chalot shem klal Yisrael that is represented by this tzibur. Divrei Kedusha that are said in one place with 10 Jews is considered as if it went out of the mouths of Klal Yisrael Kol Echad, and that's the halacha. That's the halacha that we discussed of Inikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. The B'Soich is 10. We said it's an Eidah, and Eidah is 10. So we can say the same thing L'Gabei Tefillah, but with a significant difference. What we explained is enough in relationship to Dvarim Shebikdusha. So we can say that wherever they're said, they are mityaches, they relate not only to Tzibur Ploni Shebimakom Ploni, but to Gans Klal Yisrael. And even if 1,000 Divrei Kedusha are said from 1,000 Tziburs in 1,000 places, so that is credited to the account of all of the Jewish people. However, if we say the same thing l'gabei tefillah, we are going to reach some very odd conclusions, some very bizarre conclusions, that every time a tzibur in a certain place davens, the tefillah is ola ketfilas klal Yisrael, the karban tamid al piakosuf tikon tefilasi ketores lefanecha masas kapay min chasarev. So if so, it emerges that klal Yisrael brings every day 1,000 tamidim. Oh my gosh, how can that be? If pshat is that all of Klal Yisrael is bringing this tefillah, so we're bringing 1,000, 10,000, how many minyanim are there? I'm saying just in Zichron Moshe, just in Landau, just in Itzkovich, various places, I don't like to call them minyan factories, but places where they have minyan after minyan, a whole string of minyanim and different rooms. In each room there's another minyan starting every few minutes. So that's thousands of karbanos a day, and that, of course, is untenable. So we have to say that regarding tefillah, we have to formulate this differently. Every tefillah of a tzibur in Yisrael, wherever they are, joins together for one tefillas tzibur, where all of Klal Yisrael is crystallized, is united. And this great, awesome tefillah of all Klal Yisrael is accepted as a carbon tamid, an individual carbon tamid, every day and every afternoon, every morning and every afternoon. So when it comes to Divrei Kedusha, we can say that every Kedusha is a special Chefta that relates to Klal Yisrael. By Tefillah we can't say that. By Tefillah we have to say that all the Tefillahs come together for one big, huge, awesome Tefillah. And of course we have to say the same thing about a Karban Yachid, that when it comes to a Karban Yachid, the Yachid's not allowed to bring a Karban Tamid. So therefore the Karban Yachid goes up together with the Tefillah Tzibur, and they all become one Tefillah of Klal Yisrael. And like by this nekuda, there's a fundamental difference between tefillas nedava and tefillas chova. Tefillas nedava is a tefillas yachid mitchilas aviat sofa. It's parallel to a carbon yachid shebab in nedava, ve'olam miskabelas ketefillas yachid. However, tefillas chova, even though it's done biyachidus, so this is ola l'ratzon ketefillas tzibur, because keneged carbon tamid nitkena. So instead of carbon tamid, there's a tefillah. When we say Shema Koleinu, that relates, like we said, to tefillahs rachamim. So we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea tefillahs v'sachanunim in Lashon Rabbim, and also that he's shomea tefillahs amcha yisrael b'rachamim. B'yachas l'tefillahs haklal ha'yechida. But in the Bracha of Ritzei, right, so in Shomea Tefillah, we have the many tefillahs, and then we have the individual tefillah. But in Ritzei, which is relates to the Shem Karban of a tefillah, we only mention one tefillah, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'amcha Yisrael Tefillah Sam. V'yishei Yisrael Tefillah Sam B'yavah Sekabel B'ratzon. It's all biyachid. Tefillah sam is tefillah shelahem. One tefillah. Ha-miyached et tefillat ha-tzibur hu ha-uvda ki lo rak zo שהיא חלה ומתקבלת כתפילת כל ישראל, אלא שפעולת התפילה עצמה משותפת. בתוקף גזירת הכתוב של ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל, על פי הכל קבוצה מעשרה ומעלה, מייצגת קהל ישראל כולו. מעשה תפילת עשרה מצטרף לכל האומה. בכל המתפללים ברבים בכל העולם מתמזגים לציבור אחד ונותנים חלק בתפילה זהה. עצם החפצה של התפילה היא תפילת ציבור. דענו תפילת כל ישראל אשר לתפילת יחיד, אין הציבור משתתף בה ואין כאן מעשה תפילת ציבור. כלל ישראל משתלב בתפילת עשרה מישראל מכיוון שעל פי דין הם מייצגים את קהל הדת ישראל, אך אין שילוב כזה קיים בתפילה ביחידות הנשארת פעולת יחיד. ברם אין חילוק זה נוגע לריצוי וקבלת התפילה, אף של יחיד מצטרפת לשל רבים, וכקורבן עולה יחד, עולה, יחד עם כל תפילות ישראל והקדוש ברוך הוא מקבלה כחלק מן התפילה הגדולה של כלל ישראל. לא צירוף פעולה מעשה, כי אם צירוף ריצוי וקבלה יש כאן. ובמישור זה תפילת היחיד משתלבת ביתר תפילות ישראל, והקדוש ברוך הוא ששומע תפילת עמו ישראל ברחמים מקבל גם אותה, כי לא בזה ולא שיקץ ענות אני פנה תפילת הערר ולא בזה תפילת תפילתם. So that's the difference between Tfilas Yachid and Tfilas Tzibur. When we're talking about Tfilas Tzibur, it's miskabel, like the, not only is it miskabel ketfilas kol Yisrael, but the pe'ulas ha-tfila is one. And that's why in Ritzei we only relate to the Yachid. It's all one, the pe'ula of tfila is one. We're only bringing one carbon. And every tefillah connects to every other tefillah. Every tzibur that represents Klal Yisrael connects to all the other tzibur's. However, when it comes to receiving the tefillah, there we say that Tfilas Yachid is received with all the other tefillahs. The pu'ul of tefillah is a pu'ul of a yachid. That's why Shomea Tfilos V'Sachanunim, there's a lot of different people davening like we say in Shomea Tfilah. So there you can't say that the tefillah of the yachid itself, the Maisa Tfilah, is mitzdarif to all the other tefillahs. But it's accepted with all the other tefillahs. There, at this, on this mishor, on this level, the tefillah of Yachid is mishtalev, is incorporated with the other tefillahs Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to all tefillahs, even the tefillah of the Yachid. So when it comes to tefillas tzibur, so all the tefillas are mitzdarif, all the maisa tefillas mitzdarif biyachad, so we're one big tzibur. And when it comes to a yachid, so there the maisa of tefillah is independent, is individual, and then it's accepted with everybody else's tefillas. So a tefillas nedava is a tefillas yachid. So that would be like a nidvas yachid, like a carbon nedava of a yachid. A tefillas chova could also be done by yachidus. But again, the maisa of tefillah is not misyachis to Gans Klal Yisrael. But the totzah, the outcome, the kabbalah satfilah, that's accepted with the rest of the Jewish people. When you have a tzibur davening, there even the maisa is one big maisa, all the tzibur's are mitzdarif to one. And there's one big carbon yachid being, there's one big carbon tzibur being brought. In the sugi and tefilas perak hashacha, and in the end of the fourth perak of brachas, chavtes amid beis amar bai laolam lishta finish nafshe bahadei tzibura. And the gemara there is talking about the nusach of tefilas haderech. It should be said b'loshin rabim. Wherever the Rambam says in the eighth perak of hilchos tefilah locha aleph, tefilas tzibur nishmas tamid. Vafilu hayu behem choltim erakash baruch mois b'tefilas nishal rabim. Fich sarachadam lishateif atzmo imat tzibur. So tefillah tzibur is always heard. And even if they're sinners, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't despise the tefillah of the rabbi. And therefore a person has to join himself together with the tzibur. So in the framework of what the Rambam is talking about, he's not talking about the nusach ha-tefillah. That's what the Gemara is talking about. But the Rambam doesn't seem to be talking about the nusach ha-tefillah. He just says that it's always heard. Hashem always listens to the tefillah of the rabbi, not in the nusach, but the tefillah of the rabbi. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that whenever you daven, your tefillah has to join, or it has to be accepted with the tefillah satzibur. Otherwise it's not going to be accepted as a karban. We want our tefillah to be accepted as a karban. The only way to do that is that it should be joined together with the tefillah satzibur. So you're yachid, you're doing your own ma'aseh tefillah, so that can't be considered that your ma'aseh is mitzdarif to the tzibur, because the ma'aseh of a yachid. Only Klal Yisrael can bring a carbon tzibur. But you want it to be accepted like a carbon tzibur. So mainly you have to have kavana that your tefillah should join together with the tzibur. So therefore daven with the tzibur, and then it'll be accepted with the tzibur. Otherwise it won't be accepted as a carbon. That's what the Rambam says. Join together and daven with the rabbim. So your tefillah will be accepted as a tefillah tzibur. And also it will be considered a tefillah, it will be considered a carbon tzibur. And then it will be accepted like a carbon tzibur. And there's another din, Zayin Amud Beis, to daven at the same time as the tzibur is davening. Also, Kabbalah's tefillah hayochid and Kabbalah's tefillah hatzibur are interconnected. When is a tefillah heard? B'shash hatzibur responsive. You can't make it to shul. At least daven when the tzibur is davening. And this way, it's miskabel like the tefillah tzibur, but that's the point of tefillah, to be mitzdarev to the tzibur. So, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, for Zoche, we will continue. There is so much more to say, and we should be Zoche to say it. Simcha b'tuv levav meirov kol. Kadosh Baruch Hu should just give us the means to do so, both the spiritual and material means to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.